The NPP says it is doing all it can to ensure a hitch-free regional election this weekend to pick executives for the party. The party's director of election, Martin Ejekwasa, says all is set for the election, which takes place on Saturday, the 25th of this month. Mr. Ejekwasa spoke to Agatha Samoa.
Everything is set, from printing of ballot papers to dispatching logistics to the various voting centers across the country. We'll be doing this election simultaneously in all 10 centers in the region. And so everything is set. Security arrangements are okay. We have also finished discussions with the Electoral Commission. Just as they've done all the other stages of the election for us, we are set for a successful election on Saturday.
What positions are being contested for the regional levels?
Well, you have about 9 of them. You have the regional chairman, there is the first regional vice chairman, second regional vice, you've got the secretary, assistant secretary, you've got the woman organizer, you've got the organizer, you've got the treasurer, and you've got the Nasara coordinator for the region. After these positions, then there will be some other 8 deputies to all these positions that will be appointed, and that together will form the regional executive committees of the party.
And the other 8 will also be voted for on the same day?
They will not be voted for, they will be appointed, but these 8 that I earlier mentioned would be voted for on Saturday, after which deputies to those positions will be appointed to complement that process.
And who are those expected to vote in the Saturday elections?
Well, we have an electoral college. Members of parliament within the various regions are part of this election. There are TESCOM institutions within the various regions, and each TESCOM institution brings one representative. There would be the constituency executive committee, who have already been voted for, and we will also have 10 members of the Council of Elders for the regions, 10 patrons for the regions, and then the National Council representatives of the regions, and then any founding member who is alive and was present at the time of filing the party's documents with the Electoral Commission would also be voted.
How does the party scrutinize electioneering processes?
What we have done is that we always have the stale of form, and that is followed subsequently by the vetting process, which is quite vigorous. We make sure that only members who are in good standing and will serve the party well get to pass through. After that process, then you go through all the others that follow, which is the election proper. We also caution members to do clean campaigns that would not drag the party's name to the mud, and also would not kind of be more rancorous divisive.
MPP's Director of Election, Martin Ejekwasa, talking to Agatha Samoa.